This is another FMC show, and I'm the only one here. So, this was Esma Harba, and that was actually an old track. And now a newer track, Ghost of Myself by Esma Harba.
Thank you. hurt your back, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you all you must hold on to is you, is you, is you. One day all them bags gon' get in your way. One day all them bags gon' get in your way. I said one day all them bags gon' get in your way. One day all them bags gon' get in your way.
You and I.
special guest.
Hello, everybody. My name is Hanan, and I'm here to tell you guys a story. This is a story. Hey, wait, you introduce yourself.
My name is Tanya. I started this show.
She started the show. Wow, everyone give her a round of applause.
Yay! I mean, like, I opened this show. I didn't start this show. Someone else started this show, like, a year ago. But, yeah.
So.
But, yeah, I'm the listener here. And currently we apparently have zero listeners. But this is getting recorded. So, okay, cool.
So this is a story about how I got fired from my job. So my job was working security at a dorm. And at the same semester that it was like my third semester doing that job, I decided to become a vagabond. I decided to not have a residence, and I would sleep on various couches on various days, and I wouldn't have a place to go permanently. And I would shower in the gym, and I had all this stuff planned out about how I was going to be a hobo this semester. So these two jobs really clashed because. That's good. I like that. And then one day I get a letter from my boss that says, "Hey, we have some issues because we've been having complaints from residents that, or from supervisors and stuff, that you've been coming in to work looking scruffy and not having showered and not having your teeth brushed." Apparently they knew, even though I brush my teeth every night. But they told me that, you know, they sent me this warning letter saying, like, "You gotta start brushing your teeth. You gotta start brushing your teeth and looking nice, or we're gonna fire you." And I was pissed off. I was like, This is not fair. This is who I am. First of all, I do brush my teeth, but so I didn't write their letter back. So, one day, I had always wanted to do this. I decided to open up the tour suite. I did an overnight shift, which was 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. working security at this dorm. I needed a suite to give tours. And I decided, I'm going to sleep in this suite. I'm going to sleep in this room tonight because I don't want to go outside. It was cold. I didn't want to go to some couch. So I opened up the suite with my key, and I slept in there. And then I wake up to the jingling of keys. I hear some keys jingling. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, like, what do I do?" So I grab all my stuff, and I just hold it, and I'm just waiting, and the door opens. And this is like 9 a.m. And there's just a janitor. She's like, "Ah!" She's like, "Ah!" And I'm like, "Oh my god, like, what's up? Followed me. She like called some dudes over, and I was like, "Oh, fuck." Like, so then this dude, like, I like get to the elevator, and then the elevator that I walk into, this dude's waiting there in this elevator. I was so close to getting away, but this dude was waiting for me in the elevator. And he takes me down to the desk, and he like writes my name down and all this stuff, and then I got fired.
Solid. Is that why you transferred?
Oh no, why a transfer is a whole other story.
Okay, maybe later during
that
the
was,
show.
That was one of the reasons. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why I had a transfer. So that's my story, thank you. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm Vorsicht, Vorsicht, meine Damen und Herren, attention please.
Thank you. or something.
Future airspace, and we're about to end. And you've heard a lot of Esma Harba this night, and I'm closing with a live set by him on this radio show, off another radio show on MTS Radio. You'll soon know. This is from September 2011. A little bit of old stuff.
But live on NTS. So.
We're going to be closing in about 30 seconds. Any last words? Well, I'm glad we had some nice story time and some special guests. And yeah, we're done here. Goodbye.